different from the man you have known as your father these past 5 years.
Why are you hovering? You know it distracts me.
What do you see? Anything of interest?
My most humble apologies. I thought you to be someone else. The young boy who brings my lunch.
Ray, what is it that so gripped your attention?
There is a cyclone in the sun.
I have never heard of such a thing.
Its beauty is spellbinding. Would you care to see it? Here. Please be seated. Place your eye to the eyepiece. Here.
It is the strangest thing I ever beheld.
'Tis only witnessed every 2 or 3 years.
And are we in danger?
Not from anything the heavens have to offer. Not yet, at least.
I had no idea that experiments of such importance were being performed in my column.
Your column? Then you are Lady Constantine.
You say it as if you did not believe such a person existed. Do you spend much time here?
Every night, when it is not cloudy. And often in the day.
But to what purpose does this stargazing serve?
I have dedicated my life to the study of the stars. I aim at nothing less than the dignity and office of the Astronomer Royal.
You are an impressive young man. I have never seen any planet or any star through a telescope, though I have often been enchanted by the evening stars.
If you are enchanted by the magic of the stars, then let me beg not to be the one who breaks the spell.
But I wish to be informed. You are refusing me.
Simply cautioning you against it. Science has no time for romantic notions.
If that is your advice, then I shall take it. I wish you luck in your quest.
And you do not object to my use of your tower?
As I did not know it existed until today, it would be churlish of me to do so. Wouldn't you
agree?
Why did you do that, Mother?
I thought you were playing outside. It's a perfect day for flying a kite.
Will you come down?
When I'm finished. I'm writing you a letter.
Why?
For when you're older.
Why not tell me now?
Because there are some things that you can only understand with age.
Are you sad because Father has gone?
Yes, I am. I am sad because your father has gone. Now, go down to the bottom of the tower. I'll wave at you.
Something wrong, ma'am.
What? No, Tabitha. Pray, continue.
Now at last despair doth... I'm sorry, ma'am. My concentration's broke.
How long is it since Sir Blunt set out for Africa?
3, maybe 4 years. I was only so-eye when he left. The whole village came out to see him off, I remember.
5. It has been 5 years since Sir Blunt set out on his lion hunting expedition, leaving me here to idle my time, waiting for his return.
I'm sure that Sir Blunt had your interests at heart.
We both know that to be untrue. You may be too young to remember, but my husband was, not to mince matters, a somewhat jealous man.
I have heard it said.
I'm sure it's the talk of the village.
I'm sure that anything that is said is done out of concern for your ladyship.
Other people's misery is such singular entertainment.
It's getting late. Does your Lady Constantine want for anything else?
Tell me, Tabitha, what do you know of Swithin St. Cleeve? The young man seems to have occupied my tower in the far field towards Clevedon.
Swithin? His parents died many a year ago. Reverend St. Cleeve married Grandma Martin's daughter. It were a scandal at the time, I've heard it said.
He married a country girl?
Yes. But Reverend St. Cleeve refused to budge on the matter, even when his old family abandoned him on account of it. Swithin were sent to a grammar school, and now he drives Granny Martin to her wits' ends with talk above his station.
This was delivered for you, ma'am.
By whom?
He didn't have a name, or wouldn't give it. And now he's gone.
Fellows, would you escort Miss Lark to the edge of the estate? It is getting dark.
There's no need.
I insist, Tabitha. Oh, my.
Is something the matter, my lady?
No, it's nothing. I will see you in the morning.